When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We are entering the Thanksgiving period. There's good football. There's good food. There's good people. Spend that time with the people you care about. Is a great time of year. And we're extra loaded this year in the football department. Not to be greedy about it, not to be dismissive of other years. Football's always great on the holidays. Football's always great on Thanksgiving. But we got a UVA Tech game that I think has the chance to be one for the ages next week in Charlottesville. UVA's the better team. I think when the dust settles this weekend, UVA will be playing for a spot in the ACC title game, which is absolutely incredible. And something none of us predicted going into the season and starting the season. And yet, also, Virginia Tech's got momentum. They're not going to have momentum after the Miami game, but they've hired James Franklin. They know what this series means. They know what this rivalry means. There's a lot of... There's a lot of subplots in this game. And what I say is, if UVA can't win this one, I don't think they're ever going to win in the near future in this series. Everything lining up for them. You'll hear that right here, 910 The Fan, next weekend. Of course, Saturday is Senior Day. Virginia Tech football. We got VCU basketball as well. Loaded slate, including high school football. You know Final Score Friday is going to be all over that, which brings me to welcome in our guy, Lane Casadante. He's a sports director at CBS 6. Lane, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Michael. How is everyone?
Lane got Darth Vader'd there. So you can just, what we do here, Megan, grab the phone, just talk to Lane for a second, ask him for his lottery numbers or whatever, and the system will correct itself here. We'll get Lane back on once he finishes. We call that the Darth Vadering around here. it's a good look on Lane. Maybe he could try Final Score Friday in that voice with Sean Robertson one of these days. We're good now. We got if he sounds good, just throw him back on. That's the official word that I got from our technical people is they've just got to talk their way out of it. Luckily,
that was actually his voice.
No, that's just actually Lane's voice. Love that. Lane, we got you.
So I understand you think I talk like Darth Vader.
He's a professional, folks. He knows what he's doing. I love it. Lane Casadante, Final Score Friday. I want to get to that because we got a loaded week. Manchester, Thomas Dale, and Verina Dinwiddie headlining that slate. But let's start with this. What is What was your initial reaction when you heard James Franklin was going to be the football coach of Virginia Tech?
Well, we've been hearing it for a few weeks, right? And a lot of times we are at least 48 hours behind, you know, whatever happens. And in this case, you know, everybody was hoping, but everybody kind of figured that he would be the guy. And Whit Babcock, the athletic director at Virginia Tech, basically confirmed as much yesterday. When he came available, Whit went to the committee that they had formed to make this hire, and they met for less than 10 minutes. And they're like, yeah, he's our guy. And they started from there. And they had the advantage of having a head start over everybody else. Now, yeah, are there higher profile openings right now? Yes, there are, but they haven't been open as long as Virginia Tech has. So they got the head start. They've been working on it for a while. Bud Foster was instrumental in this hire and in providing background both to Franklin on the school and to the school on Franklin. They probably ran together in a recruiting circles when Franklin was at Maryland and Bud was recruiting kids for Virginia Tech here in the DMV. So they go way back. And he specifically said he's talked to Bud Foster every day on the phone for like the last 2 weeks. So Bud was one of the main guys that got Franklin to Blacksburg yesterday.
Kudos to him, and kudos to Whit Babcock, who was under fire from the fan base. But you know what cools down that hot seat, Lane? Delivering James Franklin to Blacksburg, and I think he's going to be able to hit the ground running. We talk about portal era, transfer era. It feels like you have to hire a coach now who brings a team with him. It feels like, just listening to James Franklin yesterday, he's got his notes app he was talking about. He's been making phone calls. I think he knows who he wants on his football team.
Yeah, he does. And he also recruits this area very, very well. Guys like Davion Brown from Trinity, one of the best receivers and return guys in the area, had committed to Penn State and then decommitted. We've had a number of our All-Metro kids that have gone up to State College or at least considered it. And now you have to believe that any of them that have decommitted from their verbal to Penn State earlier this year are going to absolutely consider going to Blacksburg instead. Now, having said that, Franklin, you know, he mentioned this to us yesterday. This wasn't part of the main press conference. This was when he met with local media afterwards. He's at a bit of a disadvantage, because while he can go and recruit kids all he wants, and he will have a lot of them at Saturday's game against Miami down in Blacksburg, the problem that he has is it's going to take him a while to build his coaching staff, because everybody else is still playing. And it's going to be a challenge for kids to commit to, yeah, I want to come and play for Virginia Tech. Who's my position coach going to be? Not sure yet. Now, do they probably know? Yeah, he's probably, you know, he doesn't take a jump like this without knowing which guys might come with him and which guys he might want to keep. But at the same time, you know, that's still an unknown for kids and for fans and for everybody involved. And it's going to take a while for his staff to be able to come together.
I think about the NFL and how obviously the coaching carousel spins quickly, but there's this league-wide mandate. You don't leave before the Super Bowl, right? You know, that's when the action happens. You must finish out the season with your team, and there are rules around how much time and energy and effort you can expend into that. And then we're seeing stuff like Ole Miss doesn't want Lane Kiffin coaching in the playoffs if he's going to leave. Bob Chesney's been asked to leave, and they want him right away. They want him building a roster during that week when JMU could be getting ready for a playoff game. The bowl games feel like a full afterthought. It's a little discouraging, Lane.
Yeah, and it has to do, I mean, obviously, you know, NIL and the portal have thrown a big monkey wrench into all of this, because the kids can, you know, kids can go where they want. Kids can make their decision when they want. So that's a big part of it. You know, I don't know. Coaches make a lot of money, and in some ways they earn every bit of it, because I don't know that I'd want to deal with all the headaches that go along with creating a college roster in any sport these days. And there's a lot riding on it. 9 weeks ago, James Franklin was coaching the number two ranked team in the country. Just consider that.
Yeah. It moves fast, that's for sure. Lane Casadane joins us. Final Score Friday, wrapping up the season here, because we got 13 teams left. had some monster matchups. Ryan at Dinwiddie's going to be a ton of fun. And Manchester Thomasdale, postseason part four here. What's getting you excited this weekend?
Well, and Verina Dinwiddie could be a state title game, right? I mean, it's not a stretch to say, you know, the state champion is likely to come out of that game, and it's in the regional semifinals. But, you know, this time of year, you're not getting bad teams. You're only getting the good teams, and a lot of coaches have adopted the motto that you play, you know, 10 practices to get to 5 games, and we're in the middle of the 5 games right now. And none of them are going to be easy. You know, they're very, very few, you know, 50-0 games at this point of the season. So they'll be ready. This is what the kids play for. This is what geeks them up. And if you don't have your best effort at this time of the year, then that's your own fault.
It ends quickly. It's very sudden, as you know. Before we let you go, anything you're cooking up for CBS6, WTVR.com?
Yeah, tomorrow night, as you said, is the season finale of our 31st season of Final Score Friday, and it's about 358 shows, I think, so far, if my math is correct, which is a big if. Also tonight we have part three of our Hard Knocks, high school Hard Knocks series with the Clover Hill Cavaliers. This is the postseason story about the near misses that they had down the stretch the second half of the season, and about how the program will look moving forward after the first year under Matt Hutchins.
Fantastic. I am fired up for that. I know a lot of the viewers are as well. I certainly know the folks down in Chesterfield have loved watching that. Lane Cassidane, sports director, CBS6. Thanks for making some time for us.
All right, Mike. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Same to you. Won't talk to Lane next week because it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to him and everybody over at CBS6 and all you, but I'll get to tell you that next Wednesday before we bounce. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You're home for high school football in Richmond. Gary Hess joins us, as he does, for a little bit of fun. Sprinkle in a little bit of fun this weekend, because Gary, one, welcome. Great to have you. Two, there are a few games every year we get really excited for, and obviously Verina Highland Springs was one of those, and certainly last week we had the private school state title game, which we knew would be a really good one. For me, put Verina Dinwiddie on that list, because Dinwiddie has been fantastic this year, and they'll get to test themselves against the best.
We got to do that game last year. And first of all, thank you for having me, and welcome to you as well.
I'm a professional radio host.
You know, it is, you're right. It is worth thinking about and looking at, and I'm very excited about it. We got to do that game last year down at Dinwiddie, and it was up to Billing. Damari Carter came up huge and really just did an incredible job. And Verina got over the top and got the job done on the way to getting to the state championship game. I think it's going to be compelling theater again. If it had been originally scheduled for Friday night, it would have been probably our game of the week. But we will be at Manchester Thomasdale, and because the game in Dinwiddie was originally scheduled for Saturday, and because of weather, they've moved it up to Friday night. But, you know, once we start down a road, we can't change. So anyway,
we will be
at Thomasdale.
You're not getting cheated, though. And, you know, no. Let's dive into that one, because that's correct me if I'm wrong. This is a pretty regular event in the postseason.
I think it's at least 4 in a row now they've met. And most times it's been in the second round of the playoffs. It's uncanny how they end up being the 2 and the 3 almost every time. And it's gone both ways. And so it should be a great game. I mean, you think Thomasdale got the bye. They're 9-1. The only loss was by 10 points at Dinwiddie. Manchester's only loss was they got handled by Huguenot. And Manchester's dealing with a couple of injuries, but that's common this time of year. But it should be a great ball game, 6:30, right here on Sports Radio 910 The Fan. And I must mention, going back to the Verina Dinwiddie game, let's not sell short the other half of that bracket, which is going to be an incredible game as well.
Well, it's good you mentioned that, because, I mean, just all up and down the board, we've got phenomenal matchups. So
And that's Louisa or Louisa?
Louisa.
I always trip up on that because I always want to say Louisa as I look at it, and that's not true at all. But
Esteban Louisa was a pitcher in the major leagues. This is Louisa.
Thank you for bailing me out. Louisa has a player who has a very legitimate claim to being the area's best, Savion Hitler.
Yeah. Savion is, you know, think about it. I believe three Metro, if, you know, Louisa being in the Metro is, that's kind of loose. They're not really an 804 team. But for this purpose, we'll kind of loop them in. Savion Hyder headed to Michigan. Markel Dabney from Huguenot headed to Michigan. And I believe it's Andre Clark from Hermitage headed to Michigan. How about that? And so somebody at Michigan's doing a pretty good job recruiting this area.
Somebody but get Hyder, James Franklin down here pronto, man. I said this earlier this week on the show. I'm tired of this. I am happy for the kids, and I'm happy for the money they'll make and the big.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Games they'll get to play in, and I need James Franklin down here pronto keeping these kids in state.
Did you hear James Franklin say yesterday he's already been on the phone with like the top 40 recruits in the state?
Good.
And
good
so, yeah, he talked about putting up a wall around the Commonwealth and do it. He said all those things that Brent Pry said, Justin Fuente didn't say.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's that, you know, recruiting Virginia, because there's, you know, especially, you know, in the 804 and the 757, there are some, you know, you can really get some great recruits. And, you know, James Franklin said all the right things yesterday. But Louisa undefeated, Huguenot just the one loss. It is going to be, it's going to be incredible theater. Louisa, you know, dropped from 5-4. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, you're in the region with Verina Dinwiddie and her and Huguenot. Good luck. And so what an incredible bracket that is. And, you know, if Verina were to beat Dinwiddie Friday night, they'll be Huguenot and Louisa will be playing to get to host a regional championship game. So it's going to be incredible. Charles Scott obviously has done an incredible job at Huguenot. And how about the fact that we're in the second round and we got three city schools still playing, and one of them is guaranteed to advance to the regional final because they're playing each other.
Oh, we got TJ Armstrong on the slate as well. Armstrong undefeated this year. And not a city school, but Petersburg seems to be awakening from its slumber here, back to being a bit of a power, and they'll play Hopewell this weekend.
Jerome Mathis has done a great job in his first year down there. They've really done wonderful things. But here's the thing. Hopewell and Petersburg is one of those games. You talk like Verona Highland Springs, like LC Byrd, Thomas Dale. When you talk about the biggest rivalries in the 804, Hopewell Petersburg needs to be on that list. So this is round two of a rivalry game, and I can promise you it's going to be very, very interesting in that as well. So you're right. If you count Louisa, we've got 13 teams still alive, and all of them are in compelling matchups. And so it's going to be a whole lot of fun to see what happens. LC Byrd's probably the one that has the hugest test, having to go down to the 757 and play Oscar Smith.
We wish them the best with that.
Yes, we do. They'll likely end up with some lovely parting gifts. But I will say, after starting 0-2 and getting shut out in the first two games, to basically come on strong, finish 6-4, go to the second round of the playoffs, they're kind of playing with house money a little bit. Matt Bland's done a great job down there this year, circling the wagons and making that team better.
A lot to be proud of there, regardless of how this game turns out. And yeah, they'll collect their Rice-A-Roni. It's a San Francisco treat.
Every time.
On the way back. Take me back to Manchester Thomasdale for a second. Gary Hess is with us. He's a sports director at 910 The Fan. Game of the week this week on The Fan is Manchester Thomasdale in the playoffs. Classic matchup. Our guy Rob Witham says, yes, fourth straight year they have met in the postseason. I want to ask you about Landon Abernathy, though. He's the Manchester quarterback, and it feels like you're in this world more than I am, but we heard a couple years ago, like, this kid, like, everybody pay attention to this young kid, like, it's very clear he's going to be special, and it does seem like he has lived up to the hype.
I don't think there's any question about it. First of all, the first thing I'll say about Landon Abernathy is that when I spoke this week to Thomasdale coach Kevin Tucker, I think he called him a 10-year starter. It feels like he's been at Manchester forever. And, you know, that's what you get when you start as a freshman.
Yep.
And you've seen the evolution over these last 4 years. And this is a Manchester team that has some great weapons at wide receiver. And this is a team that's kind of chucked it all over the lot. And Landon Abernathy's definitely been up to that. And this is the matchup that defines this game, because Thomasdale's defense is stellar. It's top shelf, and they have playmakers, huge big-time playmakers at all three levels, on the line, at linebacker, in the secondary. And here's the question. Landon Abernathy and that Manchester offensive attack against the Thomasdale defense, who wins that battle? That's going to go a long way to deciding who advances to that regional championship game.
Well, you nailed it. Just so many compelling matchups up and down the board. Going to be a ton of fun, as always. The Fan will be all over it. Gary will be all over it. Hokie Steve will be all over it. Coach Chris, the whole team. We'll look forward to that, obviously. And I alluded to James Franklin, who has dominated my show for the week, and I know certainly your sports updates as well along the way. Give me your first reaction. There were a couple of days of smoke there, but your reaction when you heard James Franklin coming to Virginia Tech.
You know, when I first heard, I'm just going to be very honest. When I first heard, you know, Saturday, I saw the report that they were in the initial phases of talks, but Virginia Tech was continuing its national search. And what that tells you is they were aware that Franklin may or may not have been eyeing some of the more high profile openings that were out there. And so, but you know, when it got serious, I'll just say this. I think it's a great hire for Virginia Tech. I think the Hokies, you know, the biggest knock against James Franklin was that he couldn't beat Ohio State and Michigan, couldn't beat those top 10 teams. Well, if you beat everybody but top 10 teams at Virginia Tech, you're looking pretty darn good.
They're ready and to get back to that.
Yeah, they're ready to get back to that for sure. So I think I was a little surprised they were able to get him, but I think it's a great hire. Sorry, I think it's definitely a great hire for the Hokies. I'm going to be interested to see what the staff ends up looking like and if he has guys with Virginia ties that are on that staff as he goes back to trying to really make a priority of recruiting the Commonwealth, which I think is a huge idea. I remember back in the day before your arrival in the Commonwealth, in the days of Frank Beamer and George Welch, both of them always talked about putting a fence around the Commonwealth and making sure the best players in Virginia stayed home. And, you know, then we went through a couple of iterations there where that wasn't the top priority. And, you know, Tony Elliott and Brett Pry talked that talk, and Pry made the effort, but Virginia Tech needed to move on for several reasons. And I think James Franklin's a great hire.
I couldn't agree more with you, Gary. Always great to chat with you, Gary Hess. And of course, the high school game of the week, Friday Night
Lights. Real quick before we go, shout out to the D5 teams that are playing the Roanoke teams. Highland Springs is taking on William Fleming, and Hermitage is going out to Roanoke to face Patrick Henry, who's the number one seed in that region. And I wanted to mention very quick, the walkthrough tonight at 6. Our guests include the aforementioned coach of Louisa, Will Patrick. And then we've got Hopewell's coach, Ricky Irby, and the coach of the Armstrong Wildcats, Jeremy Pruitt. All will join us tonight on the Thursday walkthrough as we really get ready for those playoff games Friday and Saturday.
And since we're being comprehensive, Virginia Union doing its playoff thing, Randolph-Macon, 1 week away as well.
Lest we forget, don't forget, my son is a student at Christopher Newport.
How could we forget the captains?
That would be the undefeated captains who get to play. That's right. They get the bye. Randolph-Macon got a bye, but they, you know, we'll find out who they play Thanksgiving weekend. And they get, if they win, they're going to get multiple home games, but every game's a tough game. We'll see. But the folks down at in Captainville are very, very excited about this team going undefeated, and would have loved to have seen a CNU Randolph-Macon game.
It'd be a minute or two before that happens.
Yes.
Gary, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you.
Be on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're on. Welcome. This is the radio show. Hi. It's me. We're chatting with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over at that time, counting you down to good week of NFL football. Great week of college next weekend. Tons of games with big implications, including UVA, Virginia Tech, UVA coming off the bye. If you were to tell UVA, look, y'all haven't beaten Virginia Tech in a while. Why don't you pick all the circumstances for this year's game? They're going to pick a home game. They're going to be coming off the bye. Tech's going to be coming off a game against a really tough opponent that's going to rough them up. Tech's not going to be good. You're going to have a better quarterback than Tech. And also, their coach will get fired midway through the season, and it'll be an interim coach situation. Ding, 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 ding. They got everything. You know what the problem with having everything is? Now they got to win this stupid football game. This is a big one. And you know I'm preemptively fired up for this. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of sound, a lot of fury next week, because the Tech fans also know what this rivalry means and what it's meant to them and the bragging rights they've had over turkey dinners in Virginia for the last, 25 years? And they don't want to let that go easily. And they know the reinforcements are coming. James Franklin and his troops are just over the hill. They're coming next year. It's going to be a completely different situation. This is the one. They just released a lot of early lines for next week. UVA Tech was not among them. I think they're waiting to see how both teams come out of this weekend for UVA, the injury updates, because they piled up over the course of the season. See who they practice next week for Tech. How they fare against Miami, how they look here towards the end of the season. Now, you know I don't think they'll beat Miami, because I think they know. I think Philip Montgomery knows. Put the eggs in the UVA basket. That's what the fans really want here. It's the Commanders. I am as guilty as anybody of suggesting that when Josh Harris bought this team, that maybe they wouldn't be as in the news as they were before buying the team. And certainly not in bad ways, right? Like last year, I think that largely came true. They were in the news because we were talking about their football team. We talked about the name a little bit, and I think, look, that's going to be a thing until they change to a new name that people are also going to decide they hate right away. We talk about the stadium. That's a storyline. But none of those were Dan Snyder-level stories, right? The kinds of stories you like wake up like, oh, it turns out the general manager got drunk in the office. Oh, it turns out that Dan Snyder did this or that. Oh, the cheerleaders in Costa Rica went horribly wrong. None of it was at that level. But there was always something, and there was always something with the players too. Chase Young is taping Celebrity Family Feud instead of practicing with the team. RG3 is in the owner's office doing his thing. I feel like, and losing invites this stuff, and everybody knows losing invites this stuff, this week has been a step back on the Commanders' front in a lot of ways. Let's ownership. Josh Harris was at the FIFA dinner at the White House for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. It's not a great look for anybody. Certainly not given everything that's happened there. He was there with Ronaldo, with Live Golf people, with the FIFA president, with the Saudi Arabia sports team. You remember how mad everybody got about that a few years ago? Saudi Arabia's trying to buy all the sports, and now Saudi Arabia's hanging out with Josh Harris in the White House. Are we playing a game in Saudi Arabia in a few years? I honestly wouldn't rule it out at this point. The other story this week, and I don't blame the kid at all, but I think the timing's bad. Jaden Daniels announced this week that he is joining the Three Arts Sports production company and is launching his own personal production company with a presence in media, business, and entertainment alongside Travis Kelce and Miles Garrett. Some big names there. Jaden Daniels hanging out with some big names there. Here's the quote from Jaden Daniels. While my focus will always be on football, my team and I are excited to tap into opportunities that can help expand my impact off the field. And I do not begrudge any athlete ever cashing the checks that are deservedly coming to them. And you know this is my stance on college as well. They generate revenue, so they should share in that revenue. And I'm not saying Jaden Daniels should not take advantage of the fact that Jaden Daniels is a celebrity and make a lot of money off of being a celebrity. What I'm suggesting is perhaps he could have made this announcement maybe at a better time, like when the team wasn't on a 6-game losing streak and the defensive coordinator just got fired and he's on his third injury of the season. I just feel like that's not the primo time to announce that you're diversifying your portfolio into media, business, and entertainment in the middle of a season where it's very much in question if he will play again, and if he plays again, how effective he will be, and if he plays again and is effective, if there's even a chance for this team to salvage any momentum down the stretch. That's all I'm saying. The timing is exquisitely bad. And I think this as well. Earlier this season, Jaden Daniels' mom got on Twitter, which is a bad idea. You should never go on Twitter. Only bad things happen on Twitter. Jaden Daniels' mom got on Twitter and wrote, "Stop comparing my son to RG3, which I defended at the time as a legitimate take. He had just gotten injured again, and we have PTSD. We remember a quarterback who was Rookie of the Year, who electrified the nation, who then got hurt a lot after that. That's on us and our memories. Jaden Daniels shouldn't have to pay for that. But maybe your move after 'Don't Compare My Son to RG3' shouldn't be to start your own clothing line, which she did, and to diversify your portfolio into arts, media, and entertainment halfway through an NFL season, which Jaden's doing now. If you want us to not compare him to RG3, which I think is fair, maybe stop doing all the things that RG3 did. Again, he can handle this. And if he wants to make a dollar, you should make a dollar. The timing here could not be worse. This is a February announcement. And you know when February's coming? It's 2.5 months away. Just put this in your back pocket. There's no arts, media, and entertainment business to be conducted between now and February. Adam Schefter will be ready for the tweet in February. Hey, it's the offseason. It was a brutal season. He's going to explore some of his interests, get refreshed, get back to football. It's a bad look right now. And it sure feels like the old stuff all over again. And Jaden shouldn't have to answer for things that happened before he got here, but he should have somebody in his corner tapping him on the shoulder and saying, some things happened before you got here that didn't go great, and one of those things is the thing you're doing right now. We'll keep an eye on it. Again, I don't think this impacts his play on the field at all. I don't begrudge him chasing a dollar. I wish he were smarter about it. We'll hang around for two more segments. We'll collect your thoughts, social media, at Michael P and RVA. If you got thoughts about what's going on, you can get on Twitter. It's a bad idea for you, too, but I'm there. You can be there with me. We'll make some picks on the other side because we got a loaded slate of football. No UVA this weekend, but a lot of good stuff. We'll get to it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. And we've got special guest already lined up right out of the gate. We do picks with Parney. You've been on a bit of a heater. We don't talk about heaters, but we can talk about near misses. We call this the VCU week, right? VCU tied with a minute to go against Utah State, couldn't quite finish. Tied down the stretch against NC State, couldn't quite finish. Parney lost two games this week by a combined 1.5 points. That's as close as it gets. That's why it's the most entertaining product in the world. But right now, we got to the guest hotline. It's our guy, Parney. What's up? Nope, we don't have Parney. All right. Parney's gone. Yeah. That's all right. That was a long windup. Parney says too long of an introduction. We can't handle that. Welcome aboard. Thursday morning. We do Parney every week on Thursdays, and so he said, can I come on early? I got a busy day. So we got him lined up, locked, loaded, ready to go here out of the gate. We'll see if we can get Parney back on the line. If not, we're going to do a show because it's a Thursday. It's Thursdays with Friends. Gary Hess will drop by in a bit. Gary Hess, voice of high school football in Richmond, big one tomorrow night. It's Verina and it's Dinwiddie. Friday Night Lights, Dinwiddie, probably the hottest team in the area. Verina, probably the best team in the area. We'll see who comes out on top. Right now, though, let's slide out to the guest hotline, check in with our guy, Parney. Good morning. What's up?
My man, I was trying to pull into the parking lot of the Diamond. I was at a gas station. I thought it might be the first show we do from a gas station.
You've done from a gas station. I've done many, many appearances on The Fan over the years from gas stations, convenience stores, all those places.
Yeah, just you and I have done several states, right? But anyway, I went to hit a button on my phone tonight, so it was my fault. It was me. It wasn't you. Can we still be friends?
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear my intro? Did you hear me introduce your games from last week?
I hit the wrong button when you said I lost two games by 1.5, yes, of which I'm woefully aware as an individual handicapper, by the way.
Didn't need the reminder. But, yeah, lots of great things happening. The final episode of season two of Parney Time is online now. My phone buzzed last night with that notification. I got your download there. Fantastic season, 13 innings of Parney Time in total, including some really fun special guests. And I didn't realize until you said it, you said there have been so many Hall of Famers on the show. And like, yeah, obviously like Billy Wagner was on the show, David Justice was on the show, but lots of Hall of Famers who are not in the Baseball Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, sometimes in life we just got to stop and reflect, right? And I think there's some things I'm not happy about with the Parney Time podcast, one of which is like we're not having 200,000 people listen to our show yet. But after only two seasons and 23 shows, we've had, I think you corrected me, I think it's six Hall of Famers from different sports: Jeff Jarrett, Wrestling Hall of Fame; Lou DiBella, Boxing Hall of Fame; of course, Jerome Bettis, Football Hall of Fame, and I feel like, David Raymond, the original Philly Fanatic, Mascot Hall of Fame.
Music Hall of Fame?
Cody Braun, Texas Music Hall of Fame. So actually, that's seven. Will Clark was our very first guest of all time, and I think still the most listened to show of Parney Time. Is that bad that the first show was the most listened to? Does that mean we're not growing? But anyway.
Can we... I want to talk about that because I spend my whole day talking about journalism and media and reaching people, by the way. Like, that's literally what I do with my life, so I'm intrigued by this. The first episode with Will Clark was the only episode where we were all in a room with the video production team and it was being blasted out. And I know it's, and you know, cover your ears, Bennett Zier, if you're listening right now. Like, but so much viewing has moved from, and I know this at the Richmonder too, like, we write words, but then, like, we bring, you know, the consultants come in and you read articles. It's like, stop doing words, everybody's on YouTube now. Stop doing radio, everybody's on video now. That was the episode where we had a big video push as well. And, you know, I think that we need season three, just us in a room at Hondo's drinking some old fashions and sorting things out, Barney.
Well, that's what, speaking of Will Clark, that's what he does with Burnsy. Him and Eric Burns have a show that they're not in the same room, but their video clips are legendary, primarily because there is a lot of bourbon involved in their particular show. But our producer, Wyatt Krueger, who you know and love like I do, has been mentioning as we plan in November, December for the relaunch of season three, that we do exactly that, because there are a lot of local friends that Parney Time has, like Michael Robinson, Aaron Brooks, a lot of people that live close that have not been on the show yet that would be good to be face to face and in person. Of course, yourself, Joe T, and Cheats, as the Parney Pub Club members, are also local as well. So that'll be one of the things that Wyatt and I talk about. We have, don't get me wrong, we've had great success, but I think so far the content has been better than the listenership, if that makes any sense. That kind of sounds like I'm complaining, but I'm not. And we've had great sponsors as well. So just a project as we continue down the road of Parney's semi-retired life. That'll be something that we work on with Parney Time. Parney Time is a project that I've always wanted to do, but as a CEO of the Squirrels, I didn't have time to do anything but be CEO of the Squirrels. So that was one of the things I planned on doing when I semi-retired. Holy smokes, it's 2 years ago now.
That is incredible to think about, because I remember that as well, and I know there's many adventures ahead for both of us as well, which is really cool to think about. And it's been fun. Whatever happens, you stayed true to yourself. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad there are discussions on a season three.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Because I'd like to be a part of that. I will be a part. I think I will be a part of that. I'm just inviting myself in.
You're a part of everything you want to be a part of, buddy. Let's just stop it right there.
Boom. Including everything going on. You mentioned the squirrels. I want to mention our friends at Henrico Sports and Entertainment Authority. Gives me a chance to make a show announcement here, Parney. Dennis Bickmeyer will be live in studio with me on Tuesday. He's talking about a lot of things. I think the cat's out of the bag, if not it is now, that the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame ceremonies are coming back to Henrico, which is an incredibly great get for the region. Dennis is going to come Tuesday morning here on The Fan, talk about that, all the other great things happening in Henrico, which I know we were out at the golf tournament, another great Henrico event a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we were just chilling as buddies, which was weird. We weren't working, right? So,
I think about your retirement. Like, obviously, I'm not anywhere close to that, but like the fact that either of us saw each other ever was kind of a minor miracle when we were both pulling the hours. And now it's like Friday afternoon. Let's go watch golf and hang out in Dennis Bickmeyer's box while he works.
It was awesome, right? Like I had a really good time with you and I wasn't even I'm still in recovery mode. So I was drinking NA beers and you were not. So
I was not. I can confirm.
But you know, one of the things I'm doing in semi-retirement is I'm very grateful to be on Dennis's board with the Henrico Sports and Entertainment. One of the things he's probably going to be talking about with you on Tuesday is the Cheer and Gear program, something that our buddy Greg Burton started years and years ago, and the Henrico County Sports and Entertainment Board and Dennis is really perpetuating that in a different way the last couple of years, and we're going to be hosting that on December 4th at the building in conjunction with a couple other things. So that's probably one of, we had a board meeting yesterday, so it's top of mind for me. That's probably one of the things. But you know, Henrico County, as in many places around the country, are really focused on what sports means to the community and what sports means to the constituents, and also, like many places around the country, what sports tourism means to the community and its constituents. So I'm very proud in this particular part of my life to be heavily involved in Dennis's board and heavily involved in the Henrico Sports and Entertainment Association. And then make sure you come out on December 4th, get some nice sporting goods, and drop them off with Bick. I plan on being there, and I'm sure a lot of other people will be there as well.
No doubt. We'll pump that up as it gets closer, and we'll pump that up with Bick on Tuesday as well. Parney joins us. Parney's picks, as mentioned, 1-4 last week, 31-29-1 overall this season, two games above 500 as we tee up this week's slate of games.
I've lost 10 games more this year than I did all of last year.
Well, it's a hard league to pin down. It's a like week to week. This feels like the weirdest NFL season. Like, I watch the Colts. I know the Colts are good. I watch the Steelers. I have no clue if they're any good or not. They're playing the Bears. I watch the Bears. I have no clue if the Bears are any good or not. Are the Chiefs good? Nobody knows. Like, some of the constants aren't constant this year.
That's definitely true. And I think as a person picking games, as a handicapper, you expect the Chiefs to come around. So it's an easy trap to fall into where you this is the week, the Bills, this is the week. And there's been a lot of hit and miss. There's been a lot of ups and downs. To your point, there's been a lot of inconsistencies. There's been a lot of key injuries. Who would have thought that Washington would be, quote-unquote, a flash in the pan after last year? We didn't expect last year. They came within a couple plays probably of making it to the Super Bowl, and this year they're back in their normal 3-8 self or whatever the record is. So, and I don't think that's – would you say two reasons for that, right? number five going down, and the defense having more holes in it than a loaf of Swiss cheese.
You could do my job, Parney. That's exactly right. You know, last year they won a lot of games because Jayden Daniels was Superman and carried them to victory at the end, but also they were in those games, and this year the defense has regressed, and they are not competitive in those games to even set up a Jayden moment, which also wouldn't exist even if there was one.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, and the kicker can't make kicks. That's never a great thing either. All right, I mentioned the Chiefs. We'll see if Charlie Brown wants to kick the football again here, because the Chiefs are 3-point favorites at home against the Indianapolis Colts, who are coming off a bye week and are good at football.
So even at 8-2, to your point about who's real and who's not real, are people buying into the Colts? I am. Today's the day I'm going to officially declare the Chiefs kingdom gone for the season. The Mo Alley Colts, +3. They're 8-2. I'm taking them on the road.
I thought last week was a game the Chiefs had to had to stay relevant. And what I said on air was, Patrick Mahomes always wins those games. He always finds a way. And he didn't last week. There's warning signs there. I agree with your assessment. Wheels are kind of coming off in Minnesota right now. Vikings are at the Packers, and the Vikings are 6.5-point underdogs.
I don't even know if I'm believing in the Packers, though.
That's correct. That too.
I mean, that game last week was, I think I turned it and was watching Columbo or something. it was unbelievable how boring it was. And 6.5's a lot, but I'm way down on the Vikings. We'll take the Pack -6.5.
Steelers-Bears is a bit of an unknown here. Aaron Rodgers has an injury, is not practicing, is going to try to get back. It sure feels like this line is baked into Aaron Rodgers not playing. Steelers are 3-point underdogs in Chicago.
Well, I mean, I want to pick against the Bears, right? And as everybody knows, because of my personal friendships, I love the Steelers. But again, one week the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl, the next week they're looking like UMass. So, and that's difficult to do, to look like UMass, who finally won an ATS game. They're 1-10 now, and 0-11 overall. But I think we're going to not go with the Steelers this week and go Oppo and see how that rolls. This is a key game where Ben Johnson, Mike Murphy's former college roommate at UNC, is going to prove whether the Bears are this year's team or still a work in progress.
America's game of the week is Eagles-Cowboys. This is my fishy line of the week, Parney. The Eagles are 3-point favorites in Dallas. My gut says to load up on the Eagles only giving 3 in Dallas. But as you know, when your gut says something, Vegas is probably saying the opposite.
Yeah, they are, and there's going to be a lot of sentimental people, you know, cheering for the Cowboys. There's a lot of Cowboys fans anyway, and that whole situation is just so sad for me to watch. You know, mental illness is such a – it's been a part of my life. And so anyway –
Yeah.
I think the Eagles, man. I mean, the Eagles are dysfunctional as it is, but I'm looking for 11 to have a big game. By the way, I saw Buddy Ryan, 30 for 30, and Buddy Ryan used to always call the players by their numbers. I don't like doing that, but I've just fallen into this thing primarily because I'm old and I can't remember everybody's name. But A.J. Brown, I feel like this is the week they're going to make him be a big part of the offense, or he's going to declare for a trade. He's going to demand a trade. So let's go Eagles -3 in that one.
Load it up. It's the Eagles. Sunday night football to wrap things up with Parney. Tampa at L.A. The L.A. Rams, are 6.5-point favorites over Baker Mayfield and the Bucs.
I mean, again, you were spot on. You're really good at your job. The inconsistencies of the league this year. Like 3 weeks ago, I felt like we were thinking Baker Mayfield was the NFL MVP, and the Bucs were going to the Super Bowl, and now they're on a 2-game losing streak. So, you know, I have no idea, and I've been a big fan of the Rams, but did you say 6.5 points?
6.5.
That's too many. I see the Rams winning that game, but give me the Bucs plus the points.
All right. Bounce back week for Parney. Parney Time, the podcast, downloaded everywhere you get your podcasts. And we'll have Dennis Bickmeyer on Tuesday to talk about all the great things happening out there. Parney, always a thrill. Have yourself a great week. We won't chat next week. Happy Thanksgiving to you, to yours, to everybody in the Parney orbit. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, speaking of Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you and your beautiful family. The Scrolls announced a new logo and some brand refresh this week. So the store's chock full of new stuff. And this will be my first time to say this on the radio
Hey,
this
Parney,
year.
What's the best Christmas gift?
Nothing stuffs a stocking like a flying squirrel.
There it is. There it is. The holiday season has officially begun, folks. Flying squirrel. New merch looks sharp. The new lettering looks really good. Go get yourself some Christmas merch. Be ready for CarMax Park next year. Parney, catch you soon.
All right, brother. Have fun going to us, everybody.
All right. Reminder, Friday Night Football under the lights. It's Dinwiddie Verina. Get excited for that. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Celebrity sighting here in the Odyssey hallway just now. Did you catch? That's Bill Drake.
I did.
That's
Bill Drake. Bill. He was walking away.
And?
Clifford!
From Underexposed with Clifford, Sunday nights, 10 to midnight on Alt.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You never know who you're going to see around here.
I was pretty sure I would see them today, but it's still exciting to see them today. Santa came by last week.
Santa came to mix.
That's Christmas music season already.
Did you see Santa?
Is what I'm here. I did not see Santa. I was not here. We did the road trip to Raleigh. Mm. Adam and I went down for the NC State game, and VCU's back in action Saturday. And, of course, you'll hear that right here on The Fan. Capitals hockey last night. Alex Ovechkin scores his fifth goal in the last eight games. Caps beat the Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid 7-3. Ovechkin also has four assists to lead the team in that span. A little too early to start thinking about hockey. We're not quite thinking about hockey season yet, but it's coming. And Alex Ovechkin scored more goals than anybody in the history of hockey, and every time he scores one, he breaks his own record, which is fun to watch, fun to track. And of course, once we get to the playoffs, we'll have some of those games for you right here on 910 The Fan. A reminder, tomorrow night, tonight's high school walkthrough. You'll be here for high school walkthrough. Lots to get you ready for. 13 teams remaining. This is normally when we chat. Excuse me. Getting choked up just thinking about high school football playoffs.
No, it's coming to an end. It's sad.
An emotional time of year. Also, thinking about Gary Hess, who normally drops by for this segment, but has rescheduled and will be with us later in today's program.
Yeah.
So, a lot of moving pieces here.
Yes.
Nobody says easy being my producer. a lot of moving pieces. We got Parney up front, Gary Hess in the back. Everybody's going to get in the car. We're going to have Thursdays with friends. Link Casadante will join us in 5 minutes. And what I love about this high school slate, like the headliner is Verina Dinwiddie, and that's fantastic. Your game of the week right here on 910 The Fan is Manchester Thomasdale, which is an absolute banger of a game. Everybody knows Thomasdale. Landon Abernathy is the quarterback at Manchester, and he, 4 years ago, people were saying, there's this freshman over at Manchester, and he's going to be really good. Now he's a senior, and he's been really good, and he gets a chance to slay the beast here as they go to Thomasdale. Winner of that game will get Oscar Smith, most likely, which will take on LC Bird. Nice season for Bird as they bounce back to form. But I think all eyes are on that Class 4, which is the Dinwiddie Verina. The winner of that gets Huguenot and Louisa, which would be played on Saturday. Huguenot 10-1. They had that weird loss to St. Chris in the first game of the year, and I was like, uh-oh. And then they just been rolling them off ever since. Louisa's 11-0. They've got, now, we got to get geographic here. Do you know where Louisa is, Megan? I'm putting you on the spot.
You are.
But I'm also baiting for the no, because I think most people don't know where Louisa is.
I'm going to go, I have a slight idea, but not really.
Right, exactly. it's between here and Charlottesville. And the question is, like, are they part of our area or not? Because they play against our teams. But if we say, who's the best football player in Richmond?
Yeah.
You're
not going to think Louisa.
Xavier Hitler's their running back. And if Louisa is part of Richmond, he's the best football player in Richmond. Mm. But if Louisa's not part of Richmond,
It's not part of that, Richmond.
So we got to open it back up. Either yeah. way, he's phenomenal. Huguenot's playing some really, really good ball right now. That's going to be a fun one as well. So we'll get you ready for that in hour number two with Gary Hess. With Step Aside, Lane Castadante joins us. It's Thursday with Friends on the Fan. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.